This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Make me feel like a clown.
And welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com. Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins, all here in the Kirkwood Studios. We'll be rejoined by Martin, Frank, and Charlie sometime later. They have television duties following the press conference, introducing St. Louis Cardinals' new first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt, to the assembled media down at Busch Stadium. And I guess about the second time in a month we've had to preempt our coverage for a press conference. This one, a lot more cheerful. Goldschmidt introduced, and other than that, really not a whole lot else was said.
Here he is.
Yeah.
It's Paul. Paul, what do you think of coming to St. Louis? And he was asked about his contract. He said, I really don't have anything to say about that. And that was pretty much it. You're right. It's here he is. Here's our big sign. Cardinals haven't had one of these in the last couple of off seasons where they, you know, have a big enough guy where they bring him in and say, hey, this is our guy. We didn't do this with Ozuna last year.
We did not, no.
So this is the big get. And again, it's done, it's over with. We're moving on. He's here. He seems to be happy that he wants to be here. And what I took out of it in listening to him, he is your typical what the Cardinals want in a baseball player. I'm here to compete. I'm happy. I just want to compete against the best. And he's not controversial.
If you do want to nitpick, be a wet blanket, as our Brian Hoffman tends to be.
Trademark.
You would think that the people who really are still, even with Goldschmidt, clamoring for Bryce Harper, it kind of seemed like the door wasn't all the way shut, but it seemed like they were content with maybe not even making an offer to Bryce Harper, going to that fourth outfielder relief depth, which I'm fine with, but the people that really want Bryce Harper, you could probably pick out a negative and say that might, or probably more than likely, is not going to happen.
Well, one of the biggest takeaways, non-Goldschmidt-related from the press conference, was Mozeliak being asked late in that press conference if he felt that the starting eight of the defense of the Cardinals, if it's already on the roster, he said, I'm paraphrasing, probably. He feels confident in saying that what you have on the 25-man, that you can take eight guys out of that and put them on the field. Now, what's funny to me, and I'm a huge fan of this, is it's being treated almost like a Rorschach test. Does he mean that they're out on Harper, but he kind of danced around that a little bit? He said probably, not yes. He wasn't definitive.
Right.
Is, as Plazzi said, is that door open a little bit? It does seem like the Cardinals, maybe from an aggressive standpoint, aren't going to outbid either from a year standpoint or a dollar standpoint for someone like Bryce Harper, which likely means it won't happen.
Agreed. Go ahead.
Now, let's say Bryce Harper either going to the Nationals, signed somewhere else. Does news come out about an offer sheet that the Cardinals potentially offered? Do you want to do that article saying, hey, we're the bridesmaid, but we at least gave an effort? Or is that information not going to come out and we'll never know definitively if you were actually in on the Bryce Harper?
Would people believe him if they said so?
I probably not. I just don't know if they're still, if they want to, you know, make a stab, make a, not a, a low ball offer, but maybe not be the highest price offer. Probably the Phillies will be that. And do you tell your fan base, if and when he doesn't arrive, hey, we at least made X amount, this offer worth X amount?
I think the answer we get, well, we made the move to pick up Paul Goldschmidt to fill our first base need, to fill our
deflect
need. And,
yes.
And then we still believe we could get something out of Dexter Fowler. We don't want to block Tyler O'Neill with the possibility of him playing in right field either. I think that's your standard answer. They could tell us, meaning the Cardinals, that, hey, we had interest. We did make a token offer.
Because they were adamant. I bring this up because of the David Price issue. They were adamant in saying, mm-hmm, okay, we did make an offer of this, but the Red Sox came over the top and gave a 24-hour notice for this amount. I wasn't for sure that was going to be the same play with Bryce Harper.
Now, I think one of the more interesting aspects of, and let's just take Mo at his word, that 1 through 8, they're set. And we know they're set likely in the infield. That, mm-hmm, means you're implying Dexter Fowler starting in right field to start the season. Goldschmidt mentioned how competitive and tough the National League Central is. Cardinals finished in third for a second straight year. And I'm curious, all for to our texters, 855-282-8255. Without another major move this offseason by the Cardinals, there'll be some smaller, at least offensively, smaller moves.
Now, are we saying Britton or Miller is a major
right.
move?
Well, I guess so. And we don't know where they stand on that. But rank them. Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals. That was 1-3 in 2018, the National League Central. Is Goldschmidt, do you usurp either the Cubs or the Brewers with this trade?
I still have, like I picked last year, I actually picked the Brewers to finish ahead of the Cardinals. I still have Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals. I think the gap, obviously, with the Goldschmidt closes. But until the season starts, you can't say on paper that this team is better than the Brewers. The Brewers did it without a starting pitcher all
right.
year. And they have a fantastic bullpen. Their lineup is loaded if they keep Moustakas. I still go Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals, but I'm not saying there's no chance that that could flip-flop and the Cardinals could win the division. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, right now, I would still have the Cubs as the favorite.
When you pick up a guy who you can arguably say is maybe one of the top five best players in the game in Goldschmidt, you could argue that you definitely get better. And you have definitely closed the gap. But right now, I'm still with the Brewers because they still have the defending National League MVP. They still have a group of young arms that they ended up using a lot out of the bullpen who, during the playoff run, all you kept hearing is, can't wait to get these guys in as starters next year. They don't have the number one guys you pointed out, Plowsy. I'm still on with the Brewers as number one. Cubs could be two. And I think here's the thing with the Cubs. Cubs are a wild card in terms of trying to figure out what they are. Because remember, Chris Bryant was not Chris Bryant last year. If he's
but
healthy.
We've seen him healthy, and it's pretty unbelievable.
If he's healthy, he's Paul Goldschmidt's equal to go with. And then you go, okay, well, then they have everything else that they have in that group. And you still got to realistically say the Cardinals are a little bit behind that right now. If a Chris Bryant is who he should be, he is. I mean, so I still put the Cardinals third, but that's a very, very close 1-2-3. And the thing that plays itself out throughout the year is that injuries and, you know, guys not performing to where they should be. But on paper, they should be as good as anybody. But it's still 1-2-3 Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals.
So what can the Cardinals do to, at least on paper, jump?
If you get a Britton or Andrew Miller, that puts you over top of the Brewers, and you're really close with the Cubs now because I think the bullpen is key for the Cardinals, and I think adding either one of those, I highly doubt they spend the money to get both of them. I love Andrew Miller. I agreed, though, the other day. I forgot who he had on saying, worrying about the usage of Andrew Miller. So I think Britton would be perfect, and I think that could close that gap for the Brewers.
For me, the Cardinals, as you brought out, the bullpen is a big question mark. Three-fourths of the year, Bud Norris took care of your bullpen at the back end. He broke down at the end. You don't have that guy that's proven right now on this roster, which means you're going to have to go out and find another guy. Is that guy going to end up being another Holland? You'd hope not.
I think if you get
Holland, remember, we sat here that day, they signed Holland, and we thought, man, what a great get. They played the game right. They got him at a low number, and he was brutal here in St. Louis. They have to find a way because I'm not sold as much as everybody loves Hicks. He was very good at times. But if you go look at the numbers at the end of the year, he really struggled towards the end of the season. Does that mean because of the wear and tear on his first major league season? Or is that because guys kind of figured out a little bit on how to get hits out of this guy, even though he's throwing 103 miles an hour?
And I realize the organization and fans want to see Alex Reyes be that dominant starter, you know, that everybody is hoping and thinking that he will be. But I think he's a perfect seventh, eighth inning guy. So I think you add him in there. You know, you watch his innings. You maybe give him a spot start here or there. But I love Alex Reyes' addition in the bullpen. So I think if you get Britton, you have Hicks there with another year. I just like it a lot more than what our bullpen looks right now. And like you said, Bud Norris carried this bullpen single-handedly for most of the year last year. That's concerning.
Hollywood Casino Press Box here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and 590thefan.com. We have the Maryville University text line and Maryville University phone lines, the winning streak text lines, where Courtney D mentions that the Cardinals are still behind Milwaukee and Chicago. Instead of looking ahead, at least from a standing standpoint, look at what the Cardinals have brought in. They have Paul Goldschmidt. They have truly a first baseman, probably for the first time since Albert departed. Since then, they've been kind of mixing and matching guys who came up maybe in different positions but had a physique of first base, with the exception of Matt Adams. But with Paul Goldschmidt in tow, is this the Cardinals' best, at least on paper, lineup since 2011? They had Albert in there. They had Berkman in there. Matt Holliday was mixed in there as well. Probably weren't quite as good at the top until they acquired Rafael Furcal.
I think it's a pretty easy yes.
Close. I think the year they lost, was that 2013?
Yes.
I think that was an underrated lineup. I think it was, and here's why I say that. Now, that predicates a healthy Alan Craig before, I'm talking about Alan Craig before he got hurt. Once he got hurt, he was never the same player. But an Alan Craig and a Carlos Beltran, who I still think was an undervalued commodity while he was here, still might be one of the best lineups they've had since that group, when you had Pujols, you had Edmonds, you had that whole.
But you look at the power potential, and you did name a couple power guys, but when you're talking Carpenter at the potential to hit 30, I think Ozuna, if healthy, hopefully he's healthy, can have a rebound year. He can hit 30. Goldschmidt could hit 30 or 40. I don't know if you've had that in quite a while, especially since 2011. So I think on paper, this is by far the best lineup I have seen the Cardinal put out since 2011.
What is your lineup, Plowsy?
Oh, man, that's tough. I would say, just for consistency, you put Matt Carpenter at the top. And the two is tough because Goldschmidt is a perfect number two hitter, but I think you got him to put him in the middle of the lineup. So it all depends on if Fowler or Bader is playing. That's a tough one. Who do you have hitting second?
Fowler.
Do you?
Yeah. Unless.
Unless
my dream happens.
Well,
then Goldschmidt that second.
Yes, yeah. If you get Harper, then Goldschmidt is perfect. Yeah. But I think for this lineup, you need Goldschmidt at the three or four spot for sure.
Here's something with this lineup thought, and this was a Mike Schilt move. Why not Yadi staying at number two? Because when he put Yadi at two, Yadi was really good at the two spot.
I think speed is the only thing you're really concerned about.
I thought that too, but when Yadi was there, the team was really, really moving. This was in September when they went on that nice run.
I prefer to hit him there than fifth. I don't like the Yadi hitting fifth element, but two would be interesting. I just worry about the speed aspect. But I think you got to keep Matt Carpenter at the top of the lineup, although I'd love to see him hit behind Goldschmidt. I don't think that's going to happen.
I would never put Carpenter anywhere but leadoff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The reason I say that, guys, we've been through that discussion, and it's been tried many times. That's why Dexter Fowler was brought here. So Matt Carpenter can bat in a different spot in the lineup, and it never worked. He's a leadoff guy for whatever reason. It works with leadoff for him. Leave him alone. Just let him stay there. I would put Molina. I would go Ozuna, and I would go Goldschmidt, the young. And let's see. We got Bader and Wong to close out that lineup.
Hollywood Casino Press Box here on 5-9 The Fan. That would also solve, yeah, probably the most issues. The 618 here on the winning streak text line making a good point about regression for, I think, the two teams ahead of the Cardinals. The Brewers, you would expect a regression in a couple of facets, an offensive regression for some players. Maybe not Yelich, but Aguilar. They're losing Mike Moustakas. They already lost Jonathan Scope. I think a bullpen regression, as the 618 points out, is due. You have to wonder how the usage going deep into October and even for parts of September and August, how that catches up to some of the young arms on Milwaukee. I wonder if the Cubs' rotation is due for a bit of a regression. They led or second in the National League in ERA, but that's on the shoulders of 35-year-old John Lester, 35-year-old Cole Hamels. What are you going to get out of Darvish this year? You're not quite sure where he's at in terms of his health after basically a lost year for him. Quintana had an ERA before. He hasn't been quite what you would expect based on the deal that they made. I do think it's almost a 1A, 1B, and 1C scenario. And the Cardinals, which I do think I'll give them credit for how they've built this team, you could expect progression out of some guys throughout the course of the year. Jack Flaherty, Austin Gomber, Dakota Hudson, you would hope will get better as the
I think
year
there's still
progresses.
Some question marks with Bader, O'Neill playing a full season. How do you platoon? How do you get O'Neill the at-bats if, you know, Fowler has a decent spring training? Who are you going to pencil in there? I think there's some question mark there. But as far as offense, Ozuna will certainly be better. And I think just the addition of Goldschmidt makes the whole lineup better.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 59 of the Fan, KFNS, and 59ofthefan.com. I do want to mention before we go to break that it is Friday, which means Brewery Lights down at Anheuser-Busch is open. It's free entry. You get some beer samples. You can purchase full beer and food while there. They play a nice little holiday movie every night. This is Thursday through Sunday night during the holiday season. Holiday movie every night. They have a miniature ice rink for you to go skating on. This ends on December 30th, but it's only December 7th. So you have tonight, you have tomorrow, you have Sunday, and then the following 2 weeks to head out to Anheuser-Busch Brewery Lights. I think they promote it as a million lights, and it is a fantastic display.
Pretty awesome.
At the brewery at Anheuser-Busch. As a beer snob myself, I still enjoy going because it is, one, it's a massive campus, which is always just amazing how long it's been there and how big it is just based on what it does, and it's a fun display. Head over to Brewery Lights, get some s'mores. That is taking place s'mores tonight. Also, if you want to want to gamble a little bit, head over to Hollywood Casino down in Maryland Heights. They're helping the St. Louis Blues build a new practice facility out that way. Hollywood Casino, 99 Hops House, Final Cut Steakhouse is the place to be at Hollywood Casino. We'll take a short timeout. We hope sometime in the near future to be rejoined by Martin, Frank, and Charlie. If not, I could probably come up with a little five for the guys for us to play around with.
Coming
up on the other side of this break, this is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.